good morning, Wednesday morning, with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Let's start with the Attorney General clashing with House Democrats over protests and the Russia inquiry, Alan. He defended the federal response and his interventions in the cases of Roger Stone and Michael Flynn. Democrats tried to portray Mr. Barr, says the Times, as a dangerous errand boy for the president in what became a hostile election season oversight hearing. It certainly was hostile.
It was. I got to give some credit to Barr in that he's not Trump. He doesn't act crazy so that a well-known CNN doctor goes on and says, you know, I'm really worried about his mental state. We're talking about Trump now. But an errand boy, he would appear to be. And the Democrats did exactly what I predicted yesterday they were going to do. They really let him have it on some very sensitive subjects, including Roger Stone and everything else. Look, this didn't help Trump, not a bit. You can be sure that Trump was in on calling in the plays that the Attorney General was doing. And Barr is a competent spokesman. Nevertheless, the points made by people like Sheila Jackson Lee and some of the others was extraordinary. Then what she did is she would ask a question, he would open his mouth, and she would say, my time is limited. So the game was on from the very beginning that they would have their way with him by just making the accusations and then saying, okay, we know that you're capable of being defensive, but we're not going to let you do it. Now, there will be those people who think it's not fair. You know, if you ask a guy a question, at least give him a sentence to answer. If you don't do that, it looks more like a kangaroo court. Now, you know where I come from. I think Barr has been a national disgrace, far too close to the president, and the rule of law is in great jeopardy because of him, who should have known better. After all, this is not his, as we say, first rodeo, and he is a guy who really has defended the president right to the end. And nevertheless, it was much as I suggested it would be. The Democrats made their case, and he just tried to answer. He wasn't really allowed to do that. On the other hand, the Republicans who sat there, and they gave the usual softballs.
And what about the fact that the administration, including Barr, are suggesting that they're there to protect, you know, not only the federal buildings, but people from these rioters and looters, and the claims that much of this is overblown. Let's take Portland, Alan. If you watched Fox News or you listened to the administration, you would think the entire city was under siege. When you look closer, it's about a two-block radius where a lot of this is happening. And now we see in the Times this morning, from the start, federal agents demanded a role in suppressing protests. Government memos show how a gung-ho federal law enforcement response may have been driven by a shaky understanding of the demonstration's roots.
Well, look, you know, it takes a particular kind of person to want that kind of job. We all know that. And we also know that Trump now sees this law and order plank as the only way to get reelected. And so we're going to see a lot more of it. The reason people are not understanding this is because Trump is saying the looters and the rioters and the Antifa's are all creating chaos, which they are not. It's a big lie. But there will always be those people who will believe it, and that's who he is after. Law and order and personal safety is a very strong motivation to get out the vote on the Republican side and on the Trump side. If I'm a person who knows very little about politics or doesn't know much and who really doesn't like the idea of somebody breaking into a store or setting a car on fire, I'm not a happy camper with that, which is why I have been very upset about some of the people who would endanger the protests by doing stupid things. Now, there is some evidence that at least a few people have been on the law and order side and have been creating this for no good reason. I did read an article yesterday which suggested that one person was. We don't know that yet, but it would not surprise me.
Were you surprised that the president walked out of the briefing after CNN's Caitlin Collins asked him a question about his tweets? He defended those tweets in support of hydroxychloroquine, saying that the drug is still very positive, and called a doctor who was spreading conspiracy theories on COVID-19 in a now-deleted video very impressive. His son, Donald Trump Jr., was also tweeting that and ended up being suspended from Twitter. Another conspiracy the administration supports.
He was suspended. They put it on his permanent record, as they said in school. You know, there are those people who think that when they do suspend him, this will just be confirmation on the part of the Trump supporters that it's not right. They're trying to shut him up. So I'm suggesting that Trump will be Trump. There's no way out for him. Right now, he's so far behind in the polls, and it's getting worse for him. So he will reach out and do any despicable thing that he possibly can, including saying the big lie again and again, hydroxychloroquine, and over and over and over. So he'll keep doing it, and if it doesn't work, he'll look for something else.
Four of the world's wealthiest men prepare for battle. From the opinion pages of the New York Times today, the chief executives of Facebook, Amazon, Apple, and Google's parent company Alphabet will appear together to defend themselves in the continuing inquiry into their market power by the congressional subcommittee focused on antitrust. The challenge, says the Times, will be to establish whether these tech companies operate as illegal monopolies in certain domains.
Well, I don't think it's much question that if they're not a monopoly, they're damn close to it. And everybody, including me, who uses Facebook or Instagram, is contributing to this. The question is, will people like me and others move away from it? I don't think they will. I like going on Facebook. I like seeing my family. I like seeing when my grandson is doing something special. And it's going to take an awful lot to convince the American people that they shouldn't use these mechanisms. But we do know there are a lot of people giving a lot of opinions, and the First Amendment is the First Amendment. I think we'll have to see whether, when this eventually reaches the Supreme Court, and trust me, it will, whether they are in the side of free speech or whether they are in the side of we have the right to control what people say and write and do. And if you do that, you're in a dangerous spot.